This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 400 for Thursday, May 19th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were lower at Thursday's close after trading to both sides of unchanged. The largest losses were in the new crop months, with the July contract holding above unchanged for part of the session. Canola down 4 to over $23 at the final bell. July down 460 at $1,147.50 per ton. New crop November, it's down $23.90 at $1,045.20. A worldwide move away from riskier assets accounted for some of the selling pressure as investors booked profits on their long positions. Losses in Chicago soy oil also weighed on prices. However, soybeans were stronger and that provided some support. News China will lift import restrictions on Canadian canola from Richardson and Viterra also underpinned values. Tight old crop supplies and the uncertainty over new crop production remained a supportive feature in the background, with seeding still well behind a normal across the eastern prairies. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, wheat lower, and corn mixed. Soybeans benefited from some solid export demand, the July contract up 27 cents at $16.90 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just over 900,000 tons. That was at the higher end of trade expectations. Indonesia announced they will soon be lifting a ban on palm oil exports. That was supportive for vegetable oil markets in general, although soy oil moved lower on the day. Corn, it was being pulled in two directions by the gains in beans and losses in wheat. The July contract up 1¾ cents at $7.83¼ per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at about 1 million tons. That was at the higher end of expectations. Declining crop estimates on the size of Brazil's second corn crop were a bit supportive, while better weather for seeding in the U.S. weighed on the other side. Wheat, it's down across the board, continuing to back away from the highs hit earlier this week. Minneapolis down 23 cents in the July contract at $13.29 per bushel. Kansas City down 29 cents in July at $12.95 per bushel. And Chicago down 30 cents at $12. The losses in wheat came despite a crop tour of the U.S. winter wheat growing regions, showing yields down considerably from a year ago. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 334,000 tons were in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.